The 1128 Advent Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Missio Alliance.
Welcome to the 1128 Advent Podcast. We are honored that you have chosen to join us for this series entitled Desperate for Advent. The second week of Advent, the way of peace. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. These beautiful words found in Luke 1, 78 through 79 are the end of a blessing of a father to his newborn son, Zechariah, to John, who we will come to call John the Baptist. These words are filled with hope, our practice from last week. Hope that God will work through John to change the course of human history, and hope that God had not forgotten the people of Israel. But what really captures my imagination is the phrase, the way of peace. I am an Enneagram 9, and peace is my jam. I want to feel at peace in myself and with the world around me more than anything else. My desire for peace is so strong that I avoid and ignore the conflict necessary to create real peace. This weakness of mine has never been as tempting to me as in the last 18 months. It feels as if conflict is in the very air I've been breathing. Does this state or local business require masks or not? If we have a family gathering, some will be afraid to come. If we don't have a family gathering, some will feel angry. If I bring up politics or church, will I be in agreement with this person? Or will that conversation be too much for this particular relationship to handle? Where is the way of peace to be found in our current world? Our practice for today, practicing with the way of peace, is an examine of relationships. Examine is an ancient practice that is designed to allow us to examine our lives more closely. It is important anytime you are practicing examine to ground yourself in the loving presence of God as you begin. Our practice today, specifically looking at relationships, invites us to notice how we are with the people around us. Are we healthy? Are we in conflict? Are those two things different? This is the portion of the podcast where we will enter into some contemplative space. If you're driving, this might not be the best time to do this work, so feel free to pause here and come back later. The only thing that you will need in this practice is a quiet place to be with God. So I'll invite you to put both of your feet on the floor. Press your back into your chair. Rest your hands gently on your lap and close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath, this time feeling your lungs expand as full as they will go. And then as you exhale, as they begin to flatten again. Starting with your feet and scanning up to the top of your head, notice where in your body you are holding on to tension. when you find muscles that feel sore or tight, lovingly bring your attention to them. Perhaps moving them around to look for a more comfortable place. Or perhaps holding them with some curiosity. Why are you sore today, muscles? Why do you hurt? With your next inhale, gather all of this awareness of your body and bring it to your mind. Notice here how thoughts come and go. To the best of your ability, simply allow your thoughts to be without attaching judgment to them or yourself. With your next inhale, gather all of this awareness of your body and your mind and bring it into heart space. Notice here how feelings come and go. To the best of your ability, simply allow your feelings to be without attaching judgment to them or to yourself. With your next inhale, gather all of this awareness of your body, your mind, and your heart, and bring it into soul space, the place where all of who you are comes to meet with God. Notice here any resistance you feel to this vulnerability. To the best of your ability, simply allow the resistance to be without attaching judgment to it or to yourself. And now turn your gaze from inward to outward, seeing God's smile to be with you. Who are the people in your life that bring you the most joy? Bring their faces to mind right now. See God smiling in your love for them and their love for you. Hold them before God, inviting God's love into their lives as well. What people in your life are hard to love right now? Allow their faces to come to your mind. Hold them in God's loving presence as well. You don't need to hide your anger or hurt from God in regards to these relationships. But make room for God's love to be present to these people and to the relationship as well. What is the way of peace with those who are hard for you to love today? This can include different boundaries in the relationship, engaging in necessary conflict, being open to reconciliation, or simply being willing to pray for them. What is the way of peace with those who are hard for you to love today? As you go from here, may this promise from Philippians 1:6 sustain you in the work of peacemaking. There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Christ Jesus appears. May you walk the way of peace, knowing that love sustained you this week.